Extract number 1. Read the questions.
Madame Tussauds.
This famous and extremely popular attraction opened almost 200 years ago. Marie Tussaud was a teenager in France when she started making wax figures in the 1770s. She worked for a doctor making death masks. She inherited his collection in 1794 and then moved to England. In 1835, she opened her museum in London. A wax head weighs the same as a human head. The sculptor first makes a clay head. Next, a mold is made around the clay head. Then, liquid wax is poured into the mold. This mix cools to form the final wax head. Each wax figure has up to 100,000 strands of real human hair. The process takes 140 hours. The hair is then cut and styled.
Now, listen again.
Madame Tussauds.
This famous and extremely popular attraction opened almost 200 years ago. Marie Tussaud was a teenager in France when she started making wax figures in the 1770s. She worked for a doctor making death masks. She inherited his collection in 1794 and then moved to England. In 1835, she opened her museum in London. A wax head weighs the same as a human head. The sculptor first makes a clay head. Next, a mold is made around the clay head. Then, liquid wax is poured into the mold. This mix cools to form the final wax head. Each wax figure has up to 100,000 strands of real human hair. The process takes 140 hours. The hair is then cut and styled.
Extract number 2. Read the questions.
The leaves hurried across the park in a dance of brown and gold and red. Ellen turned her head to watch them for a minute. It was the end of October. She and Hal were walking through the trees in the last of the daylight. "I like this time of year best," Ellen said. Hal watched her. She didn't look at him, and he knew what she was thinking. "I decided to go a long time ago," he said. "I know there'll be no autumn leaves, no spring sunshine, and I know for how long."
8 years, Ellen said slowly. 8 years without summer or winter, without real days or nights. 8 years of the same food, the same life, day after day, with the same people, in a little spaceship 50 meters long.
55, said Hal.
55, then, Ellen said angrily.
They came to the top of a small hill. Ellen stopped and looked around her. Hal stopped too, and smelled the autumn leaves and the soft, warm wind. For a second, he began to think that he was making a mistake. Could he really leave all this behind?
Ellen said, "And it's also unnecessary. You're going for nothing."
Hal shook his head. He felt sure of himself again now. "No, you're wrong. This journey is important, really important."
"More important than me?" Ellen said softly.
She moved near him, and he took her in his arms.
"You're a good scientist," he said. "We need people like you. I can still get you a place on the spaceship if you want to come."
"I'm afraid, Harl," Ellen said. "Not of the danger, but I'm afraid of the long years of living in a small spaceship. I can't do that. I need to see trees and flowers, feel the wind on my face. That year in New York nearly killed me, but cities do have some trees and parks. And there's another thing. I don't want to wait years to have children."
Hal moved away from her.
"There you are," he said. "We both want different things."
Now, listen again.
The leaves hurried across the park in a dance of brown and gold and red. Ellen turned her head to watch them for a minute. It was the end of October. She and Hal were walking through the trees in the last of the daylight.
"I like this time of year best," Ellen said.
Hal watched her. She didn't look at him, and he knew what she was thinking.
"I decided to go a long time ago," he said. "I know there'll be no autumn leaves, no spring sunshine, and I know for how long."
8 years, Ellen said slowly. 8 years without summer or winter, without real days or nights. 8 years of the same food, the same life, day after day, with the same people, in a little spaceship 50 meters long.
55, said Hal.
55, then, Ellen said angrily.
They came to the top of a small hill. Ellen stopped and looked around her. Hal stopped too, and smelled the autumn leaves and the soft, warm wind. For a second, he began to think that he was making a mistake. Could he really leave all this behind? Ellen said, "And it's also unnecessary. You're going for nothing." Hal shook his head. He felt sure of himself again now. "No, you're wrong. This journey is important, really important." "More important than me?" Ellen said softly. She moved near him, and he took her in his arms. "You're a good scientist," he said. "We need people like you. I can still get you a place on the spaceship if you want to come." "I'm afraid, Harl," Ellen said. "Not of the danger, but I'm afraid of the long years of living in a small spaceship. I can't do that. I need to see trees and flowers, feel the wind on my face. That year in New York nearly killed me, but cities do have some trees and parks. And there's another thing. I don't want to wait years to have children." Hal moved away from her. "There you are," he said. "We both want different things."
Extract number 3. Read the questions.
I left Mulvane right after high school. I thought there was a big world out there, and I wanted to see what it was all about. And I was worried I was missing out on something. But I've lived all over the U.S. And when I was living in Los Angeles, I actually got my American sailing certification to charter sailboats, and I thought I would sail around the world, right? But I came back to visit my father, who's this Kansas farmer, who'd never come and visit me in Los Angeles because he absolutely wanted nothing to do with it. And I asked my dad, if you could see any part of the world, what would you like to see? And he said, "Well, I've always been interested in seeing the Swiss Alps." So he doesn't know that that was the reason I moved to Switzerland, but it was 6 months later and I moved to Switzerland. I taught English as a foreign language, so that's how I was able to go and support myself in that. I had no money and just this great desire to be as independent as possible. And I moved to Switzerland and I eventually found a job. And taught in a school and then moved home. And then a few years, well, 1 year later, moved back to Italy. And I lived in Italy for 3 years, teaching English as a foreign language to adults. So I met Luciano at the end of my first year there. He was best friends with one of my students and we were fantastic friends that first year of knowing each other. Our relationship grew, and we'd been friends. I definitely knew him, but I didn't know if our relationship was meant to be forever. So we used that year to figure out what we wanted to do.
Now, listen again.
I left Mulvane right after high school. I thought there was a big world out there, and I wanted to see what it was all about. And I was worried I was missing out on something. But I've lived all over the U.S., and when I was living in Los Angeles, I actually got my American sailing certification to charter sailboats. And I thought I would sail around the world, right? But I came back to visit my father, who's this Kansas farmer, who'd never come and visit me in Los Angeles because he absolutely wanted nothing to do with it. And I asked my dad, if you could see any part of the world, what would you like to see? And he said, well, I've always been interested in seeing the Swiss Alps. So he doesn't know that that was the reason I moved to Switzerland, but it was 6 months later and I moved to Switzerland. I taught English as a foreign language, so that's how I was able to go and support myself in that. I had no money, and just this great desire to be as independent as possible. And I moved to Switzerland, and I eventually found a job and taught in a school, and then moved home. And then a few years, well, 1 year later, moved back to Italy. And I lived in Italy for 3 years, teaching English as a foreign language to adults. So I met Luciano at the end of my first year there. He was best friends with one of my students, and we were fantastic friends that first year of knowing each other. Our relationship grew, and we'd been friends. I definitely knew him, but I didn't know if our relationship was meant to be forever. So we used that year to figure out what we wanted to do.
That is the end of part one.